Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Cody Horton, and I'm broadcasting from Colorado. I've lived here a long time, and I was actually born in Denver. But today's episode is, are you in a trance? And I imagine you will say, absolutely not. In fact, I don't believe in hypnosis or trance. And yet, we enter trance approximately 29 times a day. There are so many trances that individuals continue to run their lives with. For example, there's the relationship trance, money trance, movie trance, health trance, body trance, driving trance, creativity trance, cultural trance. And even when we get into psychology, there is the victim trance, the entitlement trance, melodrama trance, addiction trance, etc. And we're living through this lens of trance. And these trances are so pervasive that many don't even know they're in a waking trance. It's time now to break out of these self-imposed trances and create a life worth living. When you allow these trances to run your life, then you can't see the silver lining of the human existence. And these trances keep you stuck. For years, in fact. And here's the clincher. Society, companies, advertisers, governments, families, friends, etc., they want to keep you in a trance because this not only makes you believe you're safe, it makes them believe they're safe when they have the control. So many people believe whatever they're being told. And we have the big people and we've got the little people. The big people tell you how to live your life because the little people go, I don't want to make the decision. I don't want to do this. Because they want to feel safe and they don't want to make a mistake. And we have to grow up and walk out of these trances. I've conducted thousands of stage hypnosis shows, and I don't even like the word hypnosis because it means sleep. It's really a trance state. It's an altered state of consciousness, and the piece of this is we go in and out of these different altered states. Sometimes you might set your keys down, and then you come back, you don't remember where you have put those keys. This is called amnesia, and this is what we get. And when I have people up on stage, that's what happens to them. They'll use their intense imagination because they've gone into the theta state, and that's where we create a lot of these trances. Then when they come out, They don't remember. They don't remember what they've done. So let me ask you a question. At this moment, are you completely aware of your surroundings? If you're really concentrating on my question, chances are you're drifting into a waking trance. And as you concentrate on anything such as driving, someone speaking, watching a movie, reading a book, daydreaming, or being deep in thought, just to name a few experiences you've had, you've actually slipped into a trance. And when you slip into a trance, you lose touch with all your surroundings, even body sensations, the passage of time. There's time distortion in the trance state. Or you lose touch with your relationships. And this is a typical feature of a trance. I'm going to be talking about trance in the next few weeks so that you get a real great take on what trance is and the fact that trance does exist so that you can bring yourself out of the trance and start to become conscious. Let's take the movie Jaws. Now, some of you may have seen it while others may not, but this movie created an incredible movie trance. Yes, there's other movies that draw you in and you lose touch with your surroundings, and these are movie trances. So let me share with you, in Jaws, the music only had two notes, da-dum, 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 which created a terrifying trance. And you were on the edge of your seat, and the next thing you know, it was the great white shark that appears, and everybody screams. So your trance had become so profound that only when something happened in your surroundings, you snapped out of the trance. For example, a little boy was sitting behind my husband, and he threw his hands around my husband's neck and screamed, and my husband yelled at the little boy, sit down. Normally my husband wouldn't yell at a small child, but the movie trance was so intense that being startled out of the trance gave way to a momentary shock. And here again, there's relationship trance, money trances, movie trances, health trances, reading trances, driving trances, daydreaming trances, fear trances, dog-eat-dog trances, me-me-me trances, relationship trances. They all involve being absorbed in thought about maybe your family and friends, whatever it is, experiences, and this is where you're absorbed in different emotions. And we can have the anger trance, the worry trance, the love trance, the guilt trance, the fear trance about someone. It's a trance, and that consumes you about others. That's what we call the relationship trance. But when something consumes you and you're so absorbed, a lot of times you lose touch with your surroundings. So here's another one, the situational trance. And this involves being immersed in playing a sport when people get into the zone, maybe writing a letter, watching a movie, creating artwork, dancing, again, driving, and so on. This has been often referred to, as I've said before, the zone. Then we have the inner mind trance, and this is where your attention is withdrawn from your surroundings completely. So you're daydreaming, or you're just drifting off to take a nap. You're so immersed in something and being totally preoccupied with it because you're lost in thought. Then there's the group mind trance. And this happens when we're immersed in groups that we associate with, such as your family, church, political groups, sports, concerts, cultural groups, and groups of interest to you. Here's the thing, although you think you're a free thinker and you don't conform, and yet you've been influenced from the time of your birth. You've fallen under the spell of social conditioning. I did too, and I still do, probably, until I have to take whatever somebody or whatever experience is coming forth towards me, I have to take it for checking. And see, it isn't necessarily a bad thing, but here's the piece of it. It's limiting. It limits us, and it limits the unlimited. And we're told how the world is and how we should act and feel. And if you don't go along with it, people don't like you. And those who think they aren't conforming and they do something totally different, I have news for all of you. You are conforming because you're conforming to an ideal that maybe is separate from what society's telling you, but you're still conforming. And each group has their own way of thinking. This isn't free thinking. Instead, it's a waking trance state where the group think believes what they think is the only true reality, which may seem very odd to others outside or in the other parts of the world. And the group mind provides the illusion of safety, because if you think the same way I do, then it must be right. We come in with two fears, and one is the fear of high places and the fear of not being safe. And some people will say, or the fear of bright lights, but I don't know, I haven't experienced that one. But safety is the number one fear, because someday we're not going to be here. So the ego wants to be able to have its place. It wants to take place in the sun. It wants to prove itself, because I am here to share with you. We are a soul or spirit having a human existence. And when you understand this, then you can start creating miracles in your life. And as you know, history shows us a very different reality of how using the spiritual consciousness as opposed to the ego consciousness. So civilizations have come and gone, and they're based upon that group think mind. And the consensus that what my group believes is the truth will protect me. And the consensus is the reality imposes a very huge price. It imposes a certain price. and claiming to have exclusive proprietorship over what is real and true offers those who think they're in control, I'm telling you, you're going to lose out. Whoever you think you are, when you think you're in control, you're going to lose out eventually. So how does the mind work? It works in imagination. So if you take advertisers, they send you, or, you know, when they use an advertisement on the television, they give you an image of a product, of somebody very either healthy or pretty or handsome or looking like they're having fun. This goes into your subconscious mind, and it allows you to create a neural pathway. Yes, it does. And then you imagine, if I buy that product, I'm going to be that same person. I'll look like that. I'll feel like that. And that's the model they use. And they use all of this type of thing to manipulate you into purchasing a product. And, yeah, you know, maybe it's good for you and maybe it isn't. But you can use images to achieve what you want. And I've done this time and time again. My book, Consciously Creating Wealth, which was written clear back in 1995, and then I produced it, had it produced in 1997, shows you how to use your imagination. The mind works in images. The brain works in images. It doesn't work in a string of words. You have an image, and each day, if you focus on that image, then it will come to pass. It will be part of your experience. That's why Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge. And, yeah, we've been hoodwinked, and we've fallen under the spell of social conditioning, going, this is the way you should live. This is the way you should be. So everybody conforms. If you're driving a certain kind of car and it gives you a certain kind of feeling, that's fine. But if you're sitting there and being in an entitlement thing, then you belong to a mind group. So break out, because the group mind becomes a cult. And individuals within that cult see the outside world as threatening, and therefore true reality is obscured. Cult isn't necessarily a bad word. If you go ahead and investigate it, research it in a dictionary, it simply means a group of people that have the same mindset. So trance is in every culture, and in order to break away, it takes using your inner mind, or what we would call the inner mind trance, to question who you are and what you have been introduced to. Take some time, maybe 5-10 minutes a day, and question certain things, because if you're not feeling right, it's not right for you. So again, the media, for example, simply has individuals who express ideas that they don't even originate, and yet they fall into the category of the group mind. The group mind trance produces so much fear that it's getting out of hand. Even now, it's out of hand, and it's leading to extreme action. We don't need this. So in his book, I love Adam Crabtree, and you can pick it up. It's called Zero Trance, or Trance Zero, that's what it is. He's awesome. He's very intelligent. Anyway, in his book, Trance Zero, he pushes the envelope to take you out of your self-imposed prison of the intellect and begin to question everything. He describes the elevation of the scientist to the role of oracle, and it's based on a hidden fear. We believe scientists have the answer. They don't. You know, they will come back and they'll go, Eureka, we have this solution. We don't know everything. We don't even know how an acorn produces a tree, or a cell produces a squirrel, or a human being, so on and so forth. There's some sort of intelligence that is orchestrating experiences. We don't know everything. We just can't. It's just the way that it works. But so it's our fear that there is no meaning, no sense to our universe, the fear that we exist in a chaotic, random, feelingless, and purposeless void. I'd like to talk if I could, but, you know, it's early in the morning, so bear with me. So the solution is to step out of the mind group trance and begin the quest for truth. And I say that every day. The truth always comes to me. The truth always comes to me. The truth always comes to me. And voila, you will learn the truth. And the quest to step out of the spell of social conditioning. Look, we're all conditioned. And we're conditioned to be good little boys and good little girls. But that's not necessarily the right way to live. And most individuals would rather be told what to do because they think it's safe, but nothing could be further from the truth. Believe it or not, when you tap into your inner wisdom, you're guided flawlessly toward more abundance and happiness. So tap into your higher self and create a trance state that empowers you and allows you to be fully engaged in self-discovery and the human existence. I did this when I opened a men's clothing store. I continued to use my imagination, and voila, in 21 days, I opened a men's clothing store in the exact same location and with the exact same image that I had been envisioning in my mind, imagining in my mind. It was the exact same space in a very high-rent district, and I had knowing that I was going to be very successful. I just knew it. And I didn't tell anybody this because I didn't want them to negate what I had been imagining. So you can do that. And a lot of people go, well, I can't do that. Well, you're going to have to. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you have to have this coherence. You have to have this. You have to have that. I have to tell you, you just have to have belief that what you're doing will provide you with the outcome. So belief is the same thing as want, and it's okay to want something. I've read so many books. You've got Neville Goddard who says, think from the end. But what if you can't? What if you're having a hard time? So what I'm saying to you is believe that what you're doing and what you're imagining is what you are going to accomplish because that's what you want. So Bruce Lipton talked about molecules, the belief of, how does he put it? I don't know. It's the belief that creates your reality. And Candace Pert did that too. She had molecules of emotion. So look, people drop into all these different types of trances. Start working on being conscious, because when you go ahead and you do drugs and you numb out, you're checking out of an incredible human existence. So trances can go on indefinitely. So even if you think you don't go in and out of hypnosis, which I won't be using that word in the next episode because I like to call it the trance state as I prefer. You go in and out of trance every day. So trance has been with us since the beginning of time. Get this, the Egyptians used trance to heal individuals. They used to send people into what they called sleep temples to be healed. So really, what is trance? Well, it is a state of heightened awareness. You may think, well, no, it isn't. It seems like it's sleep. No, when I have people up on stage, they're not asleep. They're in an altered state of consciousness. But so if you think it's sleep, it's not accurate. It's actually a state of deep absorption and abstraction, which is an altered state of consciousness. And I've said this. I've performed thousands of comedy hypnosis shows. And it always amazes me how the participants drop in to an altered state of consciousness. And I could suggest something that isn't there, and they can see it, such as I say that a bird is perched on their index finger. And this is what we call a positive hallucination. because it is someone seeing something that is not there. And there's another type of hallucination, and it's a negative hallucination, which is not seeing something that's there. So you might be driving along, and a lot of people you've heard this comment a lot. You see a rope in the road, but you think it's a snake. That's a positive hallucination. And a negative hallucination is when you set your keys down and you come back, you can't find them, but they're right in front of you. And so the negative or positive description, it's not the bad or good. It just means the difference in the states of consciousness. So really start to work on this and check it out, whether you're involved at that moment in one of the four trances, the relationship trance, the situational trance, the inner mind trance, the group mind trance. And I want you to know that when I work with my clients therapeutically, they go into trance and they always say when they come out, it felt like 10 minutes when an hour passed. And so it's really interesting, and you don't have to be afraid of it. Now, I would counsel you on this. If you don't really care for the person, don't let them put you in a trance. But you can do the trance yourself. Do me a favor. Send me some questions. Send me some questions about the trance state or hypnosis or the subconscious mind, and you can feel free to go ahead and email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com. Or I'll be here next Wednesday, and the guest call-in is 1-563-999-3097. So you can call me, and I'll be glad to answer your questions. Well, that's all for today. However, check back, because I'm going to share more about trance and how it can assist you in not only achieving balance, but you can have magic in your life. So again, please feel free to get a hold of me. And today, carpe diem.